Welcome to Equipped, a podcast by Connection Church. My name is Jordan Thigpen. Today, I'm joined by Justin Jackson. Welcome to the podcast, my friend.
What's up? How you doing?
Good, man. We are here today to talk about Justin's journey with starting a Connect group and now multiplying a Connect group and sending someone out of his. And so I want you guys to get to know him a little bit. He's a great buddy of mine. Yep. Love getting to know you over the last couple of years and suffering through being Falcons fans and yeah. all the different sports things. And so that's my guy. And so, Justin, thank you for making time to have this conversation.
No problem. Yep. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, man.
I feel like I won like a contest or something. I've been like a fan of the podcast for a while now. Now I finally get to be on it. So
the drawing was a text message that said, "Can I be on the podcast?"
Yeah, that's what it was. That's all it takes, honestly. So.
That's it. We are a very low bar podcast. It does not take much. Just say, "Hey, are you interested? Do you want to be on?" Yes, absolutely. So. No, but when you were texting me about it, I'd been thinking about it for a while. It would be really cool to have a conversation that more of our church and people otherwise would be able to see.
Yeah.
What's the journey for a person to go from a church attender to leading a small group to now planting another one?
Mm-hmm.
And so, so just let the people get to know you a little bit. Just tell us about your family, stage of life that you're in. Just anything, just general information like that.
Yeah. So Justin Jackson, born and raised here in Statesboro, Georgia.
Effingham football legend.
Yeah. Played football at Effingham County for, well, I guess 4 years. That's kind of how high school works. but after graduating
I only played 1 year, so I mean.
Oh, yeah. Well, you didn't.
You don't become a legend playing 1 year.
Oh, I thought, when you said 1 year, it's like, did you drop out or you just stopped playing?
No, I just didn't play until my senior year.
Yeah, true. But anyways, after high school, I went to LaGrange College, played football there for 2 years, found out that playing Division III football wasn't going to make it to the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I was racking up a pretty large check at the same time as far as student loans.
Yeah.
So then I transferred back here to Georgia Southern. Mm-hmm. Finished out here at Georgia Southern while I was here, met my wife, Anna. We've been together. We found out the other day, or we were looking at it. We've been together 10 years, like not counting marriage, but 10 years, but which
That's
is crazy.
Awesome.
But yeah, when I graduated from Southern, we moved to Atlanta right before COVID. COVID happened within the first 3 months of us being there. And we were also getting married in March of 2020 and like, COVID shut down everything, shut down the wedding.
Especially in Atlanta.
Yeah, all that. Shut down the wedding. The wedding was supposed to be here in Statesboro, but shut all that down because it was at Georgia Southern. Yeah, that's why. It was on campus.
What?
So, yeah.
Where would you have gotten married on campus?
We were getting married at the Botanical Gardens.
Okay. Yeah. That makes more sense. So, I was picturing y'all at the Rotunda with a wedding.
No, No, yeah. The Student Union or the
Lakeside.
Landrum. Reception was at Landrum.
That's crazy.
No, it really wasn't. I'm just joking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm keeping going with the Rotunda thing.
I was starting to get more and more upset that I wasn't at the wedding. Yeah. If the reception was at Landrum, I would have absolutely crushed.
No. But yeah, so that happened. So COVID happened. We went to – both of our jobs went to working from home. After we worked from home for a year, we decided, well, we want to move back to States, where we're tired of living in Atlanta. So after about another year – 2 years in Atlanta, we decided to move back to Statesboro, kept our same jobs. That's how we got back here to Statesboro. I will say when we were in college, we came to Connection kind of off and on. Like if we came to church on a Sunday, we were coming to Connection, but it wasn't like regularly attending.
I gotcha.
But yeah, that's kind of how we got back here. And now we are permanent here in Statesboro. I have 3 kids,
yep.
Virginia, Jet, and McKay. I'm sure if you watch the podcast, you probably see my kids running around here. So, yeah, they're a little rambunctious, but love them to death.
They're
so,
the best. Yeah. Gosh, Jet makes me laugh. He's just the man.
Jet is Jet.
The most appropriately named human of all time.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
Just an absolute stud.
Yeah.
Future A-back for some wing T offense.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Got to be.
Yep.
Got to be.
Well, that's awesome. I don't think I remembered how you and Anna met. I just didn't remember that it was while y'all were here at school.
So it was it was back in the day, you know, in our worldly days. It was back in Nat's Landing.
Nats. That's great. Not everything survives Nats.
Yeah, but we did.
Y'all did. So, yeah, there you go. I think that's, you know, I hope you don't feel any sense of like of shame in sharing any of that, because I think that's a powerful part of the story is that you guys met living one life, began to actually walk and follow Christ. I don't know how you would explain that for yourself of like, was there a moment of salvation in there? Was there a salvation moment earlier in life and then just sort of a walking away and then a return? But I think that like there's a lot of your story that is from maybe from like the outside perspective is like not the most likely small group leader of all time.
I would say like growing up and stuff, we didn't go to church or anything. I mean, we believed in God, but we didn't go to church. We kind of had other things going on Sundays that took precedent, which, I mean, isn't anything wrong with that. Well, it is, but like, but anyways, but yeah, so yeah, really.
You don't become a church league softball legend by not playing baseball.
Yeah, on Sundays. Yeah.
With travel league.
Yeah, that's what it is. But yeah, so my wife Anna, her family is completely opposite. They, if the doors of the church are open, they're there. So they were very heavily involved in their church. Anna's been to church her whole life. And I could see like the love that she had for the Lord from the time we met. But you know, we early stages of marriage and dating, we didn't really go to church at all. And then I just found myself like, you know, kind of just chasing like the worldly things of life. And I really felt that conviction, to come to the Lord, you know, just, giving up myself and, you know, to do what he asked me to do. So
can you think of the first moment where that thought hit you? Like, can you remember like a moment where it was like, maybe a moment of realization of like, this whole thing I'm chasing is not what it's cracked up to be?
I would say maybe it is, maybe it isn't the first moment, but one moment when, so I told myself like, you know, we're in January right now. So New Year's resolution, one of my New Year's resolutions like 2 or 3 years ago was to get baptized. But like, I feel like it was kind of like a checkbox thing for me. But like, I felt like I was still so far away from the Lord. Like I didn't know enough about the Bible, didn't know enough about the word and all this stuff. And, I was having a conversation with my buddy, Matt McBride. We were texting back and forth and we kind of started talking about it. And I was kind of like trying to lead him in the right direction. And I straight up told him in a text message, I was saying like, you know, it doesn't matter how much you know about the Bible. It really matters about where your heart lies with the relationship with the Lord. And when when I texted that, it like clicked in my mind. Cause at the time I thought that, you know, to be baptized, like I needed to know more about this, but my heart was in the right position already.
That's right.
So that's one point like where it like really clicked for me. It was like just simply like having that conversation. I was like, oh, well, I just said that, like time for me to make that next step. So yeah.
That's awesome. And so that's, you know, 2019 and 2020, you guys get married. And then what year do y'all move back to Statesboro?
2020.
Is it 2 or 3?
I think 2, yeah. The back half of 2, yeah.
Okay.
Because we moved into our house in 23, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. We stayed with my parents for like a few months in between. So
okay. Yeah. And then at what point? So baptism is sometime around 22, 23?
Baptism, I got baptized in 24.
24.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was it 24? I don't know. I can't remember.
I can't hardly remember life with you not in it. So, I mean, that's where you start doing some of the math of like, at least my time here at Connection Statesboro. And I've been here since 19.
Yeah. So I can't remember when it was.
Then at some point, you guys meander into the best connect group of all time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So we, it was kind of like an easy choice for us. Like, we went through Heart and Soul, and the Connect group, or like people started talking about like next steps and stuff. Connect group came up, and or no, I don't think that's what it was. There was like a Connect group, like maybe like a thing like after group after church one Sunday, like where y'all were like getting people like they were interested to sign up and stuff, and you were leading that, and we had a conversation, and like there was like a list of groups to join, and we just were like, well, why don't we just join his? So.
I like it.
That's how it all happens.
So, I like it.
Yeah.
That's the key to growing your Connect group is become a pastor and stand around and actually have a Connect group. So,
yeah.
Just kidding. No, but I think about those. I don't know how y'all stuck around. We had like all the kids played in the basement, no childcare. It's easier when you're Tyler and Madison because there's no, you don't have a dog in the fight down there. The kennel, you just get to sit back and watch. But literally,
That's how our group is now. So yeah, now we're living it as leaders. Well,
Taylor and Matthew, I can just remember like I think it was Keller or no, it was McClendon. McClendon comes upstairs because Harbor has painted her entire face blue.
Yeah.
That happened in the middle of Connect group one time, and then Harbor also poured a family-sized bottle of Dawn dish soap into our bathtub downstairs. Jeez. And somehow you guys stuck around.
Yeah.
Guys, we got it out of the mud for sure.
Yeah. It was good. We loved every minute of it.
Yeah.
And
y'all only had Virginia at this point, I think.
Yeah.
And maybe Jet was on the way.
Yeah. Jet was born in – here I go again. Jet was born in 23. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, y'all came to a group in what, like 22?
Yeah. Somewhere.
Yeah, the math on this.
When we got back from Atlanta, that was when we told ourselves like we wanted to get more involved in the church and all that. So,
yeah. Okay. That makes more sense. Yeah. I think I remember that now. We would talk about like y'all still living maybe with your parents or something and y'all kind of being in that transition between.
Yeah.
So anyway, but y'all moved back and that really catalyzed like taking next steps. Uh-huh. Like you guys went through Heart and Soul, you got baptized, y'all joined a Connect group.
Yeah.
How long, like, were me and you together, we've already proven.
The math ain't math. Not
great with the calendar. What, how long were we in group together before y'all multiplied out?
All right, let's look. So we started our group in November of 24.
Okay.
So, yeah. I do know that.
Okay. So, year and a half, two years, maybe something like that.
Yeah.
Gosh, it just flies by. It's crazy.
It does.
What clicked for you? Like, what was there a moment where it clicked? Like, because all of that, you would still say, in the grand scheme of things, relatively new to deeply walking with the Lord.
Yeah.
And I would say that over you as an encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, just I already look at the man that you are, and I'm super impressed. Yeah. I'm just thinking about all that the Lord's going to use you to do going into the future. And same with Anna. Just a super impressive lady. And there's just so much more ahead.
Yeah.
But what was the moment? Was there a moment or was there a thought of like that, hey, maybe I could do this too. Maybe I could lead a small group.
So in the beginning when I first came to group, no, there was no way. Like I know for me, which I'm sure this is like a lot of people within the life of, you know, our church or maybe even like groups anywhere else. I was basically drugged there by my wife.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted us to be there and wanted us to get more involved in church. I was like, we already go on Sunday. Like, why do we have to go do all this other extra stuff? But that's not the position to be in at all. And then, you know, we started coming to group and we would sit in on group and stuff. And like the thing that really got us, which I think I'm going off topic, but the thing that really got us was like being a group and not having anything to say. And like that was kind of discouragement for us. We're like, well, we're not fixing to go in there and not have anything to say. So we just continued, like we grew, but we grew like, you know, by like a little embarrassment and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I think about as far as being able to lead a group, I think about the opportunities and stuff that like UMAs gave us to maybe lead group when y'all weren't there, or even like just the more and more we got involved in the group, mm-hmm. like as far as like communicating with people, you know, talking in groups. I mean, there would be sometimes, you know, you feel like, I don't know, like you're one of the only ones talking or something like that. So it really hit us after like about a year when we had group and we were like, because we loved everybody that's in our group, or everybody that was in that group, which we still love them. Anna grew real close with all the wives. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the only guys in there were me, you, Tyler,
Matthew.
But we held it down to
absolutely.
But we were like the community that was built around us. Like now, I think it's time for us to go out and do that for somebody else, and create that for somebody else. Because you know, it was like, you know, you get real comfortable in those situations. Like, we were extremely comfortable. We loved coming mm-hmm. to group. We loved everybody that was in it. No reason to change. But the Lord needed us to change for that reason.
And I think what you said there is really important of, like, that, like, there it wasn't some, like, I didn't sit down and have some, like, you know, big teaching conversation mm-hmm. of here's how you lead a connect group or really anything like that. It was, I think everybody has a different curve of growth. Mm-hmm. Like I think for some people, it's the content maybe, like the, what does the Bible say?
Yeah.
And I think it's probably a little bit more of your growth curve uh-huh. of what beginning to walk with the Lord and have some sense of clarity of what is the message of the Bible. And what are we trying to get people to in discipleship?
Mm-hmm.
But I think other people, their growth curve is much more with leadership of people skill, communication, keeping things organized, knowing how to sort of like the more social component of a group of like, hey, let's kind of bring the conversation back this direction.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think you know, the more I've gotten to know you, you're a very natural leader. You don't shy away from leadership.
Yeah.
You always kind of gravitate to leading. You don't have any, like, and you're not making it about you. You just are comfortable in that regard, like whether it's softball or friend group stuff or whatever, you just kind of gravitate towards leadership. And I think that's important. I would want more of our folks to know and like, you need both, but neither being deficient in either are not disqualifying from growing to becoming a connect group leader.
Yeah.
They're just different growth curves, you know?
No doubt.
And I think about Matt and Becca Miller right now, like they are very theologically sound. They have spent a lot of time in church circles and just, and it's not like they're great with people.
Yeah.
People love them a lot. They're currently, they're going to be taking over the group that we're leading and they're wonderful. Their growth curve wasn't like, what does the Bible say and who is Jesus? Their growth curve was like just getting comfortable being influential and leading and knowing how to like bring everybody in to the conversation. And so we just got to get Becca to stop talking about the Nephilim so much and we'll be in good shape. crunchy stuff, cloth diapers and the Nephilim. That's her future podcast.
I tell you that. I mean, the crunchy stuff, it came into our household, but I'm kind of all for it.
Yeah,
now. I've adapted now. So,
both of our wives are in a group text labeled the Queens of Crunch, and
with a bowl of cereal.
Yeah,
that's the picture.
Yeah. If we wind up in a group text with the Kings of Crunch, I will delete myself out of that.
We practically have it. We just don't name it that.
I don't think we do. I don't. We are never talking about homemade fruit roll ups or anything like that.
Homemade granola bars.
Mm-mm. Tyler, you got to hold us accountable. We can't fall into such sin and temptation.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome, man. So, I hope that's a helpful thing to more people to think about, like, of just finding out and discovering like where is my growth curve for. So I love what you said too, and I think there's the motive, there's the why, is like what we have now received, let's go out and extend to other people, meaning community. And we have a lot of people that are new in the life of our church. I can think of at least 33 people that signed up for Connect Groups yesterday.
Nice.
Not to mention like all the ones that have gone uncounted. That's there's like a stack of cards plus three people that I saw sign up online. And so, and then there's hundreds more that, yeah. that need community, which means we need to start new groups that more people can get connected. But, so talk about that a little bit of like, what was the journey like, you know, night one, first connect group, what are you thinking about? What's going on in your mind, in your heart? What are you thinking about leading up to that, that first day?
So leading up to the first day, like even before we were getting, or well, when we started and, you know, when we started having people sign up and stuff, like the first couple of people were like some of our closest friends. And, you know, like me and Anna, we had discussions numerous times. Like we said, like, we just don't want this to turn into like a friend group, like with a bunch of people that, you know, we already hang out with, you know, kids, birthday parties, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I remember us having a conversation one time about it. And you told us like, you know, like don't look at it as like a discouragement or like that it's going to be a bad thing. Like look at it as a blessing. Like you're only going to grow now, like your friends that you've had for so long, you're going to grow with them spiritually. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's definitely what has happened. Like, I mean, me and, you know, Matt and Ryan and them, like, we, mm-hmm. I mean, we've been best friends our whole lives and stuff, and we've been through all different seasons of life, mm-hmm. like, living together in college, the craziness of that.
Fast and easy.
Yeah, yeah, all down there in the ditch. but, yeah, like, now we're in, like, a season of life where, like, where we're growing close to the Lord, which is, like, this is definitely the best season of life we've ever had, like,
yeah.
So, but, yeah, but leading up to night one, it was a little nerve-wracking, like, you know, we didn't really know who was going to show up. We sat there for a minute, and we thought we might be the only ones. but I think night one, I know Matt and Taylor were there. Cody and Megan, they were there. Mm-hmm. They showed up. But, yeah, like, we didn't really go into it with any expectations. Mm-hmm. We were just going to try to not imitate, you know, what you guys did, but but, I mean, we were rolling with the 412.
Yeah.
Started doing it and stuff. And, you know, we had definitely have had some bumps in the road. Like, we've had to have some conversations and, you know, just getting everybody on the same page and stuff. But, I mean, I wouldn't trade it for the world now. So.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys got an awesome crew of folks. Those are, it's been some fun people to get to know. Mm-hmm. I saw Red yesterday in the lobby, saying, hey, good morning. It's just that seeing him continuing to grow and and all. And so what would you say has been the hardest part about being a Connect Group leader?
The hardest part about being a Connect Group leader, honestly, it's probably the kids dynamic of it, mm-hmm. I would say. Like, we do it at our house. We don't have any babysitters. Mm-hmm. So it's kids nonstop running throughout. Like, you know, I think as a group, because, you know, not any of us that are couples, we didn't just have one kid. Like, we all had more than what we are, like, you know, two mm-hmm. or three and stuff. So, so the kids, like, they, you know, run throughout the group and stuff. They'll run in there. There'll be some crying. There'll be some, you know, just being loud, banging pots and pans and stuff. But I think that's in all of it, like, that's a little God wink at the same time. Like, mm-hmm. those are still our blessings that he has stored upon us. And it could be very chaotic at times, but also at the same time too, like, I feel like in a sense, how we need the community, like, as believers, like, growing closer to the Lord, like, those kids are having community as
that's
well.
Right.
Like, and, you know, I would only want them to grow up with, you know, kids whose parents are, you know, pushing them to follow the Lord and stuff. Yeah. So, yeah. So I would say the kids dynamic of it, we're still, we try different tactics every week. Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to the cold weather to go away. So we can put them outside.
Yeah.
On the trampoline and the.
Close them doors.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Close the doors.
Yeah. Oh, man. I feel you.
Yeah.
So you guys have been meeting for some time. The group continues to grow. What's the moment when you guys kind of realize it's time to multiply?
I would say the time that we noticed that it was time to multiply is, so we we actually bought some bar stools from Tyler and them. And when we started getting third row seating in our house.
It's a stadium seating. That's, yeah, in the living room.
When we started getting nosebleeds for Connect Group, that was when I knew it was time to multiply.
That's great.
But serious note, I thought when we became Connect Group leaders, I thought Matt and Taylor could already be Connect Group leaders.
Yeah.
So, I mean, a year went by, and I kind of pushed them about halfway through, brought it up, and they, like, you know, kind of like, yeah, like, it sounds good. But then I kind of got some help from Russ, and we kind of backed him in a corner and stuff and got him. But yeah, I mean, that they're going to be awesome. I mean, they're awesome people in the life of our church already, and so many people know them. It was time for them to do the same.
Yeah, Matt and Taylor, they're the best. Mm-hmm. We've brought them up a couple of times. They're just wonderful. They're just incredible people. Matt does so much to care for children in our community as a SRO that is never going to get seen, recognized, talked about.
Yeah.
And when he shows up for, like, discipleship, he talks as if, like, he's at such a humble place, doesn't know anything, needs to grow. But, like, a guy that just exudes the joy of the Lord.
Yeah, no doubt.
If people were following along with the chronology of it, like Matt and Taylor, who encouraged you guys to get into a group, to come to church, to be part of everything, and then they multiply out, and you're their Connect Group leader for a season of time.
Yep.
And now they're going out to start a group. But it's been so fun. I remember I did their, like, heart and soul follow-up meeting in one of the KK rooms before Connect Group one night. And just to hear their story, and they've had folks that they've sought to, like, minister to and care for, and we've been on the phone to talk through some of those things, and there's just been a lot of fun stuff that came out of watching their journey. And then their baptism moment at Connection at Clements,
off the chain.
Holy smokes!
It was good,
Just to watch that. I mean, man, that was. It was just so beautiful, so powerful. Yeah. They were the very last people to get baptized, and to see, like, their embrace and tears and all, like, man, just so good. But so they're multiplying out of the Jackson Connect group.
Yep.
When do they get started?
I don't think they know yet.
Okay.
Yeah. I know Russ told them he was basically giving them the keys, like, after we had the Community Sunday thing yesterday. I think, you know, we want to do them a little send-off thing first. But, I would say, I mean, some point in February, they'll be up and rolling. So
that's awesome. I think that's great. I mean, we try to encourage our Connect groups to do that, to have some type of, like, celebration in multiplication, of sending them out, not like, all right, well, see you later, but actual, like, trying, because it's for the other people in the group that we're trying to celebrate that this is a big deal. Mm-hmm. This is a good thing. And so I appreciate y'all taking time to do that. If you were given Matt, and really that's just a placeholder for any potential new small group leader, if you could give them sort of one parting lesson, what would you want them to know?
I would say to trust that, you know, there will be fruits of your labor. You know, at times, like, you know, I mean, I'll be honest, there's been times, you know, kind of going back to talking about the kids and, like, you know, the chaos of that, and, like, we've had, you know, times where, like, it seemed like there was, like, nobody talking, you know, it was just, like, maybe the leaders and one other person and stuff. And there's been times, like, you know, we've thought after group, I was like, that we can't do this. Like, you know, we stink as leaders. Like, we're not good. Like, we need to pack it up, call Jordan, tell him we quit. Throughout the year, so a little over a year of having a group, we've seen growth in people's lives and stuff. I mean, like I said about, you know, Matt and Taylor, I mean, they've continued to grow. Now they're being leaders. Like Matt's brother Ryan, we used to beg them all the time, like, y'all need to start coming to church. And, like, now they're in our group. their heart and soul. Mm-hmm. Ryan serves on the security team. Like, you know, they're growing in their walk. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at these times, like, when I was thinking, like, that, like, we're not doing anything right. Like, nobody's, like, getting anything out of this. Mm-hmm. Like, slowly but surely, you know, things are happening in people's lives. So,
yeah, somebody's got to go first.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, somebody has to go first and take the lumps mm-hmm. for other people.
Yeah.
And I think that's a lot of it's much more of a servant position of like going by faith. And then the Lord just seems to bless it in such a strange way. If I love what you said of there will be fruit.
Yeah.
You don't know what it is. But that first year of group, you're guaranteed almost all of those things. Mm-hmm. Like sort of some awkward moments, some is this really working moments, mm-hmm. These kids are crazy moments. But then every group that we've seen start has grown or has seen something that's blossomed out of it that's like just of the Lord.
Yeah.
And so I think that's an incredible, incredible encouragement. Well, man, I appreciate you.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate you making time to have this conversation. I hope this has been helpful